Shout hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic rain, and prophetic shower on this very particular day. We thank God for His mercy upon our lives. We thank God for His loving kindness. We thank God for His hand of power. We thank God for how He has been fighting our battle. We thank God for His mercy. I decree upon your life, all of you listening to this broadcast, the mercy of God shall come upon you. The garment of favor shall come upon you. This year, you shall wear the garment of celebration. This year, the mercy of the Lord shall promote you to the next level. This year, the enemy shall be wasted. Their plan shall be destroyed. Their agenda shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. All the activity of the wicked over your life shall be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The assignment of the wicked over your destiny shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power that is cursing you shall be cursed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Today, I speak into your life. Your destiny will move forward. Your life will move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the beginning of the year 2021. I prophesy into your life. Your life will move at a high speed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sluggishness in your life, I destroy it. Every stagnancy in your life, I destroy it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command your destiny to move forward. 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 I command your destiny to move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, the hand of the Lord shall rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, a prophetic declaration. You're welcome to the platform that God has been blessing His people. And God will bless you mightily today in the name of Jesus. Today is the 8th day of the month of January, year 2021. And you are due for blessing. You are due for promotion. You are due for lifting. You are due for enlargement. And I pray that God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. For some days, we have been discussing something very important, something you need to know. Because the faster you know this, the better your life will be. When you know this kind of a thing on time, you know how to deal with it. You know how to fight against it. Then you're able to move in a high level. You're able to move with speed. You'll be able to move the way God wants you to move. And that is why we have been talking about dangers of eating in the dream. This has become a common thing. Many people find themselves constantly eating in the dream. Many people find themselves constantly eating and drinking in the dream. Some do not do anything about it. Some have been going up and down looking for solution, not knowing that it's something they can deal with it themselves, not knowing that they can sit down and deal with it. Because immediately you give your life to Jesus, immediately you surrender your life to Jesus, you have been given power to tread upon scorpion and serpent. You have been given power to destroy the work of the wicked. So you don't need to be running around. What you need to do is to take authority that is inside of you. Take authority in the name of Jesus and use it to deal with anything that is working against your destiny. I'll be talking on dangers of eating in the dream. Dangers of eating in the dream. Beloved, last year you went through a lot. And this year you must hold this year right from beginning. And that is why if you have been following us in this broadcast, you find out that we have been trying to expose ourselves to systematic teaching that can help us so that we can move in the will and in the purpose of God. Matthew chapter 15 verse 13 says something very, very strong. Jesus answered and said unto them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Meaning that there are plants, there are things that God has not planted in our lives. And the Bible says such things must be rooted out. There are materials, there are things that the enemy has programmed into our lives that must be rooted out. The Bible says every tree that God has not planted must be rooted out. Look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 verse 25. This place corroborates what we are talking about. Say, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. While men slept, His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. The enemy came while man was sleeping. The enemy came to a man in the dream. The enemy came when men are weak and tired, and they transact evil assignment in the dream. Eating in the dream is a satanic device to do 50 assignments in the life of people. Eating the dream is one of satanic devices, one of local wickedness, one of local wicked technology to plant and to sow evil seed in the life of people. When eating in the dream become constant, when eating in the dream become regular, you need to check and you need to deal with it aggressively. When eating in the dream become regular, you need to really deal with it. You need to check yourself and deal with it aggressively. Eating the dream is a device of the wicked to cause evil thing in the life of people. Like I told you, when eating the dream become constant, when eating the dream become continuous thing, you need to check for several major things in your life. Number one, is there any satanic point of contact in your house or in your life? Is there any satanic point of contact in your life or in your house? Is there any secret sin in your life? That is what I mean. I'm trying to explain the point of contact now. Is there any secret sin in your life? Is there any known or non-covenant in your life? Is there any curse in your life? Is there any link between you and the family idol? Is there any link between you and the ancient family shrine? Is there any evil dedication to marine spirit or water spirit in your life? Have you carried a sacrifice to the river before? Are there some items in your house that are satanic? 6 or 7 Book of Moses, Book of Mormon, strange materials, occult games, materials you inherited that have caused an open door unto the enemy. If all these things are there, it will open the door for the enemy. It will become point of contact that the enemy will get access to it. If there is no ladder in your life, there can be eating in the dream constantly. If there is no point of contact in your life, there can be eating in the dream constantly. Do you have bitterness in your heart? Do you have anger in your heart? Are you keeping malice? Is there some wickedness you are doing? This will make you to constantly and continually eat in the dream. Eating in the dream is one of satanic devices, like I told you, to do 50 major assignments in the life of people. Number one is to cage a person. Number two is to bewitch a person. Number three is to manipulate a person. Number four is to initiate a person into witchcraft. Number five is to weaken spiritual life of a person. He will not be able to pray. He will not be able to study his Bible. He will lose interest in fasting. Number six is to introduce sickness or diseases that will waste the person's money. Number seven is to introduce internal coughing in the life of the person. Number eight is to pollute the person's blood. Number nine is to block the womb and block the fallopian tubes. Number 10 is to transport evil into the life of unborn child in the womb. Can you see the wickedness now? Can you see why you must not tolerate it in the dream? Can you see why you must fight it now at the beginning of this year? Number 11 is to form an evil covenant with a person. Number 12 is to introduce poverty, hatred, disappointment into someone's life. Some people will be having an appointment that will launch them to the next level, and suddenly they will eat in the dream, and that appointment will become disappointment. Number 13 is to imprison the soul and the spirit of a person. Number 14 is to waste the life of a person. Number 15 is to introduce vagabond spirit into the life of a person. Number 16 is to arrest the willpower of a person. Somebody who can say this, I will not do this, I will not do that. They find a person doing it. They have arrested his willpower. To divert someone's life to another thing. Number 18, to serve as an instrument to monitor that fellow and monitor major breakthrough when it's coming to the life of that fellow. Can you see why we must not tolerate it? Can you see why we must fight it aggressively? Can you see why I've taken time to explain it, because it must not continue your life? It must stop forever. The power preparing evil food for you must begin to eat their food. Number 19 is to program animals of darkness inside the person's life. Number 20 is to introduce poison inside the person's life. Number 21 is to program infirmity in the life of a person. Number 22 is to render a person useless. Number 23 is to make a person to eat forbidden food which members of their family do not eat, hence placing the person under a curse of violation of a covenant. Number 12 is to introduce evil family pattern. Number 24, that is good. Yes. Number 25 is to remote control a person's life. Number 26 is to cause confusion. Number 27 is to introduce the spirit of death into the life of someone. Number 28 is to exchange someone's destiny. Number 29 is to curse sluggishness and aimlessness. Number 30 is to introduce evil arrow into the body of people's life. Number 31 is to introduce the spirit of bedwetting. Number 32 is to introduce stagnancy in the life of people. I'm going to stop here and continue tomorrow. There are about 50 of them. When you are eating in the dream and it becomes constant, the 32 thing I have mentioned today that I will continue mentioning them tomorrow, one or two or three of them, or if not all of them, will be introduced into that person's life. Can you see why the life of people are stagnant? Can you see why breakthrough elude the life of people? Can you see why some people submit their document at the embassy and they are met with failure? Can you see why there's problem in marriage? Can you see why some people develop cancer, ulcer, and dangerous diseases? Can you see why people are dying uselessly? Can you see why life has become useless and redundant? Can you see why the devil and the wicked people are having upper hand over the life of people? It is time for you to stand against it. The Bible says God has given us the spirit of boldness. God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has given us the power to tread upon scorpion and serpent. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. And over all the works of the wicked, and they shall by enemies hurt us. It is time for us to declare and fight. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give you abundant life. He has come to give you abundant life. We must take control. We must take charge. We must take charge this year. Year 2021 is our year of victory. Year 2021 is our year of revival. Year 2021 is our year of restoration. Year 2021 is our year of celebration. Year 2021 is our year of decoration. Year 2021 is our year of open reward. Year 2021 is our year of divine promotion. Year 2021 is our year of multiple blessing. Year 2021 is our year of financial blessing. Year 2021 is the year that you that were looking for the fruit of the womb must carry your twins and triplets. Year 2021 is our year of business breakthrough. I want you to take charge. I want you to fight hard. There is no point for you to be cold. You need to come up aggressively, come up militantly, and take your destiny with your hand and deal with the wicked, and you shall have victory in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have not given your life to Jesus and you want to surrender your life to Jesus, why can't you confess your sin and tell the Lord to have mercy? Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to save your soul. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you. Aha. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Take control of my life and have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. We are now going into deliverance section. Before I will prophetically speak the word of power as a prophet of God into your life, and things will begin to happen. Many of you listening to me, we have wonderful testimony, great testimony, employment testimony, childbearing testimony, business testimony, career breakthrough testimony, financial breakthrough testimony. There shall be spiritual breakthrough testimony in the name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray some prayers, and I want you to pray with aggression. But before we pray, get a bottle of oil, or you get a bottle of water. I pray into that bottle of oil, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter there. The breakthrough anointing will enter there. The financial anointing, a financial breakthrough anointing will enter there. Resurrection power will enter there. The blood of Jesus will enter there. The anointing that lifts to the next level will enter there. In the name of Jesus, the oil shall carry power. The water shall carry power. The fire of God shall enter into that oil and that water. They shall become material of deliverance. They shall become material of healing and deliverance. They shall become material for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Get ready to pray. Get ready. When I call one prayer point and I pray, you pray it also. I'm going to pray for myself. You are going to pray. Open your mouth and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, every wicked assignment against my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked assignment against my destiny. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every wicked assignment against my destiny. Yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, powers that alter my breakthrough last year, hear the word of the Lord. In year 2021, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Power that alter my breakthrough last year, in this year 2021, I command you to die in the name of Jesus. Die in Jesus. They say, every power causing my destiny day and night, die in the name of Jesus. Every power causing my destiny day and night, die in the name of Jesus. Every power causing my destiny day and night, die in Jesus' name. Pray, any arrow of sickness fire into my head, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Now take the oil and drink the oil a little. Aha. Yes. And you pray this prayer. Say, every serpent programmed into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every serpent programmed into my body, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Every serpent programmed to my body, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Aha. You shout loud and clear. Beautiful. Something is about to happen now. Every oppression of household wickedness against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of household wickedness against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every oppression of household wickedness against my destiny, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, say, power calling my head in the coven. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Power calling my head in the coven. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Anoint your chest and lay your hand upon your chest. Say, every dream demotion program into my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every dream demotion program to my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Every dream demotion program to my life. Yeah. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Wonderful, wonderful. Something is happening now. Now take the oil and put it on your belly button. And you shout loud and clear. Every poison programmed into my body in the dream. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every poison programmed to my body in the dream. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every poison programmed to my body in the dream. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Anoint your hand now. Say, powers stealing from me in the dream. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, power stealing from me in the dream. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, power stealing from me in the dream. There. You the power stealing from me in the dream. There. In Jesus' name, anoint your leg now. Say, my leg, hear the word of the Lord. Take me to the land of breakthrough. Take me to the land of testimony. Take me to the land of fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha! It is time for a prophetic decree. Get ready. Stretch forth your two hands. I decree into your life the breakthrough you have never received before. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree into your life all good things that have been stolen from your hand. Recover it back. 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 In the name of Jesus, I decree into your life the kind of money you have never had before. Possess it this year. Possess it this year. Possess it this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree to the life of someone that is hearing me now, and you have not given birth. This your two arm will carry twins. It will carry twins. In the name of Jesus, I decree into any marriage that has collapsed, I command resurrection upon that marriage in the name of Jesus. I decree into the life of those who have not married, I command marital glory, marital settlement, marital celebration, marital garment to be released into your hand in the name of Jesus. There shall be breakthrough in your business. Your business shall revive. Your glory shall revive. All those who are expecting one document from one place or the other, I command the release of your document in the name of Jesus. There shall be celebration. There shall be testimony. There shall be promotion. There shall be job breakthrough. There shall be employment breakthrough. There shall be career breakthrough. There shall be visa breakthrough. There shall be green card breakthrough. There shall be staying breakthrough. And those who are expecting their confirmation. Oh, makandele so paria makanderebo. Remote paria. Lampaga sopia. There shall be testimony breakthrough. You receive your confirmation in the name of Jesus. And the Lord shall minister to your needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to share testimony with us, send a text to my number or send it to my WhatsApp number. Send information to that WhatsApp number or to the SMS. You can send XMS to me. You can send information to the WhatsApp number. If you want to speak with me, you can just send a text to me. I give you a time we talk. If you want to come over, probably to see where we stay here, you can come over. I will give you the address. My number is 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. We stay at 7th Avenue. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. Remain blessed. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.